Hardly a week goes by without a report of an American drone attack in Pakistan. According to news accounts, two such attacks earlier this week killed more than 40 people. From an American perspective, firing missiles from a remote-controlled unmanned aircraft can seem like an efficient way to find and kill known terrorists or militants. But in Pakistan, there's outrage about the reported loss of civilian lives from such missile strikes. And some Pakistanis are questioning whether the strikes are even legal, as Madiha Tahir reports.
The U.S. has been conducting drone strikes in Pakistan since 2004. They're controlled by the CIA, and they're supposed to be secret. The U.S. doesn't confirm or deny the strikes, and it generally doesn't release information on who's been killed. But the local and international media do report on the attacks.
In 2009,
my house and guest house were attacked by drones. My brother and son were killed.
On New Year's Eve 2009, Karim Khan received a phone call from his uncle. Khan's brother and teenage son had been killed in a drone attack on Khan's house in Pakistan's tribal areas. Khan left Islamabad immediately to go home to North Waziristan.
Their coffins were lying next to each other. They were covered with blood. But people had covered up some of the wounds with bandages, like on my son's head. Later, I found a few of his fingers in the rubble.
News reports then said that a key Taliban commander, Haji Umar, had been killed in the strike. But Khan denies that. And he says that even the official government reports were conflicting.
In my district, they had written that Baitullah Masood was killed. In another place nearby, they said Haji Umar was killed. Some people write one thing, others write another.
Haji Umar wasn't an anonymous fighter. He was a notorious militant. Still, confirming what day he actually died has proved difficult. In fact, it's incredibly hard for anyone to know who is killed in U.S. drone strikes, even for Pakistan's well-connected media.
Most of the news that they get is from the sources that they have within the intelligence agencies or in the office of the political agent or with the Taliban. And then they can't further investigate it. Sometimes it happens that, you know, when they report back to you, you know, even the mistakes in their emails are the same.
Saifullah Khan Mesood works at the Fatah Research Center. It's an Islamabad-based think tank founded by researchers and former journalists from the tribal areas. He says it's difficult to know just who's dying in Fatah. And it may not be any easier to know what people who actually live where the strikes occur think about them.
In the tribal areas, people normally don't support the drone attacks. You know, a lot of civilians are killed, and it's a psychological impact. The strange noise that the drones make, they're in the air hovering about, you know, and so there is always this fear of some missile coming your way.
Idris Kamal disagrees. He's from Peshawar. He doesn't have family in the tribal areas, but he's charged about the issue and helped found Aman Tehreek. That means Movement for Peace. It's an umbrella group of some Pashtun political parties and other organizations. He says people like him, who are proud to be Pashtuns, support the strikes because Pashtuns are being blamed for crimes committed by foreign militants occupying the tribal areas. And he claims the strikes work.
We support drone attacks. When we talk to our sources about the drone strikes, they tell us that no innocent people have been killed in the attacks. These aren't ordinary people who are being killed.
Aman Tehreek issued a statement in 2009 called the Peshawar Declaration. It fully supports the drone attacks and says that people from the tribal areas support them as well. After the declaration was publicized, some groups rescinded their approval, most notably the ANP, a sizable Pashtun political party. But some say it doesn't matter who supports the drone attacks or even who's dying. The only relevant thing is they're illegal.
For legal perspective, it's not really, for drone strikes in Pakistan, it doesn't really matter if you're killing innocents or if you're killing militants.
Shahzad Akbar is Karim Khan's lawyer. Last year, he revealed the identity of CIA's Pakistan station chief, straining diplomatic relations between the two countries. He says he did that to draw everyone's attention to the issue. It seems to have worked. Shahzad's prospective client list of people whose family members were killed in drone strikes is growing. He argues the U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan are different from the drone strikes in Afghanistan for two reasons. There's no declared war in Pakistan, and the drone strikes are being carried out by the CIA, a civilian, not military organization. That, Shahzad argues, makes them criminal, So he's taking the CIA to court for homicide.
It's completely illegal act of a civilian organization. So it's as simple as, you know, one individual of one country killing another individual in another country.
Shahzad argues that it doesn't matter whether the Pakistani government is allowing the strikes to happen. The government, he says, can never suspend the right to life. Shahzad is now working to get more families to come forward. Unlike the U.S. approach, he says, he wants his clients to have legal channels to vent their frustrations.
If you ask them, oh, were you really sad or were you crying when your relative or your brother, your son, or your daughter died? And they would say, no, we were angered and we want to take revenge. Now this is state's responsibility to tell them that the revenge is within due process. The revenge is not like what U.S. believes these days is like for 9/11, you're just killing anyone you like. Revenge is within due process.
Shahzad's client, Karim Khan, says he wants to see justice done. My son was a guard. Another man was building a mosque. Are these people militants? Khan asks. Not one of them had a knife or a Kalashnikov or a drone. You know who the militants are? Those who kill innocent people, like the Americans do to us. For The World, I'm Madiha Tahir in Pakistan.